To Heaven and Back, Mary Neal's story, which is one of the currently very popular ones, 90 Minutes in Heaven and Heaven is for Real, the story of the, you know, the little boy who went to heaven and all. I can't say whether someone has really gone to heaven or not. I can say normally that's not what happens. It's appointed unto men once to die, and after this, the judgment. But I do believe that we need to be very careful and not base our theology on these books. I've said that about previous books, though they've been written by evangelical Christians, and I think most of the theology is there's nothing wrong with it. I mean, in Heaven is for Real, we do have the boy is in heaven and he sees that all the people have wings and they have circles around their head or halos around their head. Well, that's just nowhere in the Bible. I mean, and so do I believe that that's the case because a little boy recounts having seen that? I'm not saying he's lying. I'm just saying that we all are capable of remembering things, especially under medication and life-saving traumatic intervention. But I do believe, I've talked with many Christians who I think are putting too much stock in what they believe about heaven instead of basing it on the Bible, basing it on what these books say. And very, very specifically in Mary Neal's book, there is some doctrinal heresy. It's printed by an evangelical publisher, but she says that she learned in heaven that we all pre-existed in heaven, and we lived in heaven in relationship with God, and then we were sent down to earth to be born, where we lose our memories of heaven and need to find our way back into a relationship with God. Well, that's a Mormon doctrine. That is something that's just specifically contradicts Scripture, and yet here it is, and she says this is what she learned in heaven, and it's an evangelical publisher, and people are believing it.